Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Richard Cummings. I'm a member of ROC, Restore Our Community Coalition.
What do you, if you had your druthers, if the DOT came to you and said, what should we do? What would your solution be for the Kensington?
My solution would be to do the project that was on the table.
Why? Why the tunnel? Why? What do you think that would do?
The tunnel would restore the park on top. You know, we dealt with DOT for over 15 years on this project, and during the studies that were done, it was already shown that it wasn't good for the community to fill it in, because it would actually cause more pollution into the inner city. All that, you know, all those cars and traffic have to go somewhere. So that made it not feasible for filling it in. And when we first started, that our thoughts were to fill it in, but once we heard the results of the study, then we leaned towards not filling it in. And the other one of the other major reasons for not destroying the expressway the way we have it now is for emergency purposes. The police, the fire, ambulances use that to get to the different hospitals to respond. So that would make response times slower if you get rid of the expressway.
Do you feel you guys are almost like an island? There's been so much focus on filling in the Kensington that your support of the tunnel has been overlooked or just sort of cast aside?
Well, I don't think it's been cast aside. It's just folks don't know the reality of the results of filling it in. But once the study comes out, I'm sure that the study will prove and show that it's not feasible to fill it in.
Is that what the EIS will show?
That's what I'm hoping it will show, yes.
We're here with Michael Gaynor. Michael, you've been very, even before your mayoral run, you've been really pushing to fill in the Kensington.
That's correct.
What does this say tonight about the show of support? And virtually everyone I've talked to says, fill it in.
Well, I think that, you know, it speaks to the work of the organizations and the efforts that have been at the table for the last 2.5 years, pushing a vision that could be very transformative for the east side of Buffalo, which is the fill-in option, which is the removal of a highway, which is the full restoration, not just of the Humboldt Parkway, but also what most people forget about is the radial commercial corridors, like reinvigorating those commercial corridors, bring cars back to those. And I actually encourage a lot of the people that might be listening to think about not the way that those radial corridors look today, as they exist in their current state, but to re-envision what they could be as four-lane roads going through vibrant commercial corridors. You know, think about Elmwood Avenue or Niagara Street or Hurdle and how those...
Or South Buffalo
on Abbott Road or, you know, McKinley. All of those roads that have vibrant commercial activity, you know, and they also have cars and customers. We want that same type of vitality on Genesee Street, on Walden, on Broadway, on William, on Seneca, through the downtown and out into the outlying areas. We want those commercial corridors to work for all of Western New York's users. And we do that by investing strategically, but we start with filling in and removing the highway that should never have been built and bringing back a historic landscape treasure.
Are you talking about filling it in all the way from downtown to Cheektowaga? Or?
No, I don't think anybody's talking about that at all. I think that we would envision having some kind of, maybe let's call it the airport express, that would run from maybe basically Fillmore out to the airport. But most definitely from the interchange with the 198 or Fillmore Avenue to Oak Street is certainly an area that I think would benefit all of those communities, Trinidad community, the Hamlin Park community, the Fruit Belt community. And if you think about the Trinidad community and the Fruit Belt community, in the DOT's last iteration, those communities were completely left out of the conversation. It only directly impacted a 3/4 mile of section from Sydney to Dodge. And this vision that restores the Humboldt, fills in and removes the highway would actually improve the quality of life in all of our communities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Terrence?
Yes, sir.
The turnout tonight, what does that tell you? Does that give you a sense of satisfaction?
It does. I mean, the more people involved, the better. And it looks like there's a lot of public involvement here.
You've been, I believe your title is ringleader or chairman of the Eastside Coalition.
No. I'm just a homeowner and resident. And those guys with the Eastside Parkways Coalition, they're one finger in the fist, because they have a focus that's actually, Jim, because you discern things, a little different from mine being there on the ground.
Does this say a lot about the passion for Buffalo, the passion to, this is an opportunity to fix the Kensington mistake, urban planning mistake of 60, 70 years ago?
You nailed it. This is a chance to move Buffalo into its third century the right way with the right project.
How important would it be to fill in the Kensington, just from a psychological lift, and to have the original Olmsted vision return?
Huge. Absolutely huge. It is the essence of the city of Buffalo. It would, as I say, be transformative for the next 100 years. Huge.
My name is Alan Bozer. I am the attorney for the Eastside Parkways Coalition.
What does this say about the turnout tonight and the passion that's being, that's eluding, you know, just oozing from everybody?
This is terrific to see people coming in, expressing an interest at what is going on in their community. Buffalo has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to influence how it is designed, to take away a parkway, that an expressway that divides us, and restore a parkway as was originally intended. And I think a lot of the people who are here this evening are looking to get back to the Buffalo's glory by restoring something that was taken away from us.
How much of a psychological lift will it be for Buffalo if it's filled in and it's back to the original Olmsted vision?
An incredible lift. restoring the grid in that area would heal the community, which right now is ravaged by disease coming out of that concrete chasm. That will do one thing, but restoring the grid also will bring back little businesses like the bar restaurant at the corner of Delavan and Humboldt Parkway that closed down because nobody can get to it anymore. The entire area would benefit immeasurably by putting back the parkway and restoring the health of the community.
Will it happen?
I think there's a chance it will. I think there's a chance when you see this sort of public turnout, you got to think the political leaders are going to listen. And listening to the people of this city, they will turn around and do what's right.
Does it help that we're getting a new mayor, a new administration, fresh eyes looking at all things Buffalo?
Absolutely. We are optimistic that Sean Ryan will take a renewed view of these things and perhaps make the city the lead agency in putting together projects such as this. That is, to have an idea of what Buffalo should be, what it should be, and not what it was turned into when things like the Kensington Expressway were gashed through the east side. Yes, we're very optimistic.
Talk of doing something, anything with the Kensington is not new. It's been a talking point going back to the 70s when they started with the Metro Rail project. Why now? Why do you think this is that key tipping point that could move it forward?
Well, on the one hand, you have the state having set aside $1 billion and more to do something about this problem. On the other hand, you have deteriorating bridges and a deteriorating asphalt-laden retaining wall along the Kensington. Something has to be done. The money's there to do it. The money is there now to correct the mistake that the governors have all said existed when they tore out the parkway in the first place.
Couldn't it also be an urban planning lift for the east side, bringing more people into the houses, more businesses into Jefferson Avenue? I mean, after what happened a couple years ago, there has been a talk about the east side of Buffalo. Could this be one of those tipping points that actually helps the east side of Buffalo?
It can be a tipping point. If you restore Humboldt Parkway, not only are you restoring the health of the community, which is ravaged by disease, you're restoring the economic health of the community as well. Why shouldn't the east side have a Humboldt Parkway, which was exactly like Bidwell Parkway and Chapin Parkway in North Buffalo? Why should the west side and the north side, those prosperous areas, be the only ones to have parkways of that sort? You put back in Humboldt Parkway, you're going to have the same sort of regenerative power that a parkway will bring by making the community proud and restoring what was taken away from it.
Alan, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.